Well, good afternoon. I'm Ted Grimsrud, and this is Wavelength. And I'll be here for the next 3 hours playing the very best of popular music at the intersection of country, folk, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. And we do have a theme today. It was the first week of February 1959 that terrible tragedy hit the world of popular music, a plane crash that took the life, among others, of Buddy Holly. And kind of in remembrance of 1959 and Buddy Holly's death, we're going to feature today on Wavelength music by, mostly, and a little bit about artists who died way too young, beginning with Buddy Holly himself.
For you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you. I want you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you. Oh,
your love to me. I love to last more than one day. A love is love and I fade away. A love is love and I fade away.
Well, that's Buddy Holly, two of his biggest hits and best-known songs, Not Fade Away and Peggy Sue. Those are both included on a very nice collection of his best, a two-disc collection of just about everything that he recorded in his young life called the Buddy Holly Collection. Buddy Holly was 22 years old when his plane crashed, and he did leave a great legacy of music. Amazing, really, in that youth in those few years. Well, this next song is a song about a bunch of artists who died too young. Kind of most of them, all of them actually mentioned in this song, died in relation to self-inflicted problems. This is Fred Eaglesmith.
Hank Williams, he came up from Montgomery with heart full of broken country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee, didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on alcohol and pills. From Jackson with a brand new way of singing, Lord, and a brand new way of dancing. And even from the waist up, Lord, he gave the world a thrill. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. Sometimes they just don't say, but they pulled poor old Hank Williams out of a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think fame doesn't take away the pain.
some whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Well, the one and only Hank Williams, kind of the standard of our picture of ones who died too soon. He was only 29 years old when he died in the back seat of a car, actually not that far from here. That's his great song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. That's on the Ultimate Collection of a collection of 10 CD collection of just about everything he recorded. And Fred Eaglesmith happily is alive and well. In fact, he'll be in Harrisonburg February 21st at the Clementine. He sang one of his great songs, Alcohol and Pills. He mentions Hank Williams prominently in that song, as well as others, and we'll hear from the others too. But here's another song about Hank Williams. This one's by Slade Cleaves.
When he died at 29, you heard of angels, or could you hear the lonesome cries of the ones you left behind? On your knee there was a child, on your arm a handsome girl. This old world, when you died at 29, on that cold winter's night on the highway, you left us wondering why. No one could believe the chilling story when you died at 29. Thank you. song, and I know I'm not alone. And when they say how you suffer, that there's a reason for your dying, was it for my sins or yours? I think I know. Things we know deep down inside, then you died at 29. When you died at 29, you heard the voice of angels. Could you hear the bones and cries of the ones you left behind?
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and long, for a life of sin I have paid the cost. Just another guy on the lost highway, just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met I went astray, started rolling down that lost highway. Kid like you, and now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin. Your sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Hank Williams, of course, another one of his classics, Lost Highway. Actually, that's a rare song that he recorded that he didn't write. It's written by Leon Payne, and that's also on the Complete Hank Williams Collection. And Slade Cleave sang a song about Hank Williams called 29, the age that Hank Williams was when he left this world. And that's from Slade Cleave's record, No Angel Knows. Well, someone else who was mentioned in Fred Eaglesmith's song Alcohol and Pills was Graham Parsons. And here's a song about Graham Parsons by Emmylou Harris, and then a song by Graham Parsons after that.
I don't want to hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly. I know there's life below me, but all that you can show me is a prairie and the sky. And I don't want to hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. The last time I felt I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain in the night and I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I would run.
Say he
Well, that's the late, great Graham Parsons. He was 26 years old when he died in 1973, not long after he recorded that beautiful song, In My Hour of Darkness, with harmonies from his partner, Emmylou Harris. That's on his final record, Grievous Angel. And Graham Parsons died of a drug overdose. And the song about Graham Parsons was sung by Emmylou Harris. She wrote shortly after his death, a very beautiful song called Boulder to Birmingham from her record Pieces of the Sky. Well, now another artist who died too young was the great country singer and native Virginian Patsy Cline. Here's a song in tribute to Patsy Cline sung by Billy Don Burns, and he's joined by two of Patsy Cline's contemporaries, people who wrote songs for her, Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran. It's called Patsy. And then we'll hear from Patsy Cline herself.
Patsy, if you're watching from above, then you'll know how much that you're still loved. Ever since the day you left, many have tried, all have failed. No one has the soul you left, Patsy. And it don't make no difference where I go. You're on every jukebox around the world, you know. Stars may rise and stars may fall. Many are chosen, but few are called. And you're the brightest star of all, Patsy. Patsy, I'm still crazy over you. I know I've played our song a thousand times or two. You're the one they imitate. There's some okay, but you're still great. We all know you left for heaven's sake. I see. God gave you a voice of gold, and everybody loves you, young and old. You're the present, you're the past, you're the first and you're the last. They're just coach. Maybe you're first class. That's your Patsy. Patsy, I'm still crazy over you. I know I've played our songs a thousand times or two. You're the one they imitate. They're okay, but yours too great. And we know you left for heaven's sake. That's
see.
Listening to Wavelength. My name's Ted Grimsrud, and I'll be here till 6 o'clock playing the very best of popular music at the intersection of country, folk, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. And today we're featuring songs mostly by, a few about artists who died too soon, including, of course, Patsy Cline, the native of Gore, Virginia, who died in a plane crash over Indiana in 1963, when she was 30 years old. And that's her great song, Walking After Midnight, and a very pretty and nice tribute to Patsy Cline, a song called Patsy with Billy Don Burns was the songwriter, and he got, and it's from his record, Heroes, Friends, and Other Lost Souls, and he got Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran, two country singers who wrote songs that Patsy Cline made into big hits to sing along with him. And speaking of Willie Nelson writing a song for Patsy Cline, well, this is it. Crazy.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Well, Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
That's right. She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
That was Gene Vincent, another native Virginian. He was born in Norfolk, Virginia. Another one who died too young. He died in 1971 when he was 36 years old. This song was recorded in the late 1950s, his one big hit, Bebop a Lula, and Patsy Cline's second cut from hers that we heard, Crazy, just reminding us of what a sad, tragic thing that we didn't get to have the benefit of her music for longer, but she did record a lot of great stuff in the years that she had. And that's from the Patsy Cline Collection, a 4-CD box set that contains all 102 of her recorded songs, and not a single one of them is, I mean, every single one of them is great. Well, now we're going to kind of move to a different context. The man up next is someone that we have been featuring on Wavelength a bit lately, a man named Blaze Foley. These are two songs that he wrote, and sings here, both very beautiful songs, If I Could Only Fly and Clay Pigeons.
Almost felt you touching me just now. I wish I knew which way to turn and go. I feel so good, then I feel so bad. Wonder what I ought to do. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. Wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. Sometimes I write happy songs, but then sometimes little things are wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile, tomorrow maybe we can get away. Coming home soon and I want to stay. I wish you could come with me when I go again. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye. Come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. If I could only fly, if you could only fly, if we could only fly, there'd be no more lonely nights. I
I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide myself from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in. And get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas. I might go to somewhere I've never been. And get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, start talking again when I know what to say.
That's Blaze Foley. Name of that song, Clay Pigeons, from his record Live at the Austin Outhouse. And Blaze Foley also sang If I Could Only Fly from the same record, Live at the Austin Outhouse. Blaze Foley was 39 years old when he died in 1989. He was shot to death in an altercation with the son of an elderly man that Blaze Foley was trying to help in a conflict between the son and the father. Very, very sad story, but beautiful songs written by Blaze Foley and sung by him. Both those songs have been recorded by other more famous people, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, John Prine. And here's a song about Blaze Foley from Lucinda Williams.
Touching each shiny string, but you let go of everything. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding, one of the greatest soul singers, and he died in 1967 in a plane crash at the age of 26. That song, Dock of the Bay, his best known song and just a terrific, wonderful song, he recorded shortly before his death, and it was released right after his death, and it became his biggest hit. Lucinda Williams, a tribute to Blaze Foley, Drunken Angel, from her record Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. You're listening to Wavelength.